Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
To be a Christian, you got to believe the Christ.
Right.
And the Christ says, no man can come to the Father except by me. There is no other way. And if you're offended, the Bible said in Isaiah 8, he said, he'll be yours for a sanctuary, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin, for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Acts says, Acts 4:11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. It's become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Don't think I'm just being redundant now. What happens if he is lifted up? What will happen? Draw. Where are they drawn from? What are they drawn to? If this one's over here and this one's over here and both of them are drawn to the Christ, what are they doing?
Coming together.
Oh, glory to God. Can you see it? This one's coming to Christ. This one's coming to Christ. The closer you get to him, the closer you get to each other. It's not me trying to adapt to you. You're trying to adapt to me. Us trying to work out our differences and reach some kind of compromise. No, it doesn't work. It's not going to happen. Oh, but when you got your eyes on him, and I got my eyes on him, and we talk Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's the rock. He's the foundation. He's the Savior. He's everything. We're going to get closer and closer to each other. Ooh, because this anointing flows from the head. So whoever's holding on to the head, going to get some ointment. Get away from the head, you're going to get dry. Away from the head, no ointment. No ointment, you get dry and squeaky. And rusty. And you move slower and slower until you're rusted and froze and stuck. Oh, but when you got the ointment. It's like one old preacher kept talking about the ointment, the ointment, the ointment. And a younger fellow said, what do you keep talking about the ointment? What is that? He said, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know when it ain't. And you can tell whether it's you or whoever it is, no ointment, dry, dead, nothing. How are we going to get together? How are we going to become one like Jesus and the Father are one? How are we going to combine our faith and our anointings and our resources to do the greatest things that have ever been done by the church, through the church, on the planet? How? 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 It will not happen by me adapting to you and you adapting to me. It won't happen by compromise and us working stuff. No. Holding to the head. Lift up your hand and say, holding to the head. Holding to the head. Holding to the head. Glory. Did you find John 3? I know you know these things, but I want to remind you of them. I want to put you in remembrance. What's more important than Jesus? Nothing. What's more important than the church? Nothing. To Jesus. Ask him what's most important to him. Ask him what he's building. What he's doing. Well, he's building his church. How do you get in the church? One way. One way. John 3. John 3 and 35. The Father loves the Son. and has given all things to his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Is that true or not? If you believe on the Son, you have everlasting life. What if you don't believe he's the Messiah? Then you don't have life. Is this true for everybody that doesn't believe on the Son? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Go to John 5 and 23. 5:23. He said that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son, what? Honors not the Father, which has sent him. Can you say, I don't believe in the Son, and still honor the Father? Doesn't work. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father, which has sent him. Go with me to 1 John, please. What's going to unify us? What's going to bring us together? I'm holding on to the head. You're holding to the head. We're talking about the head. The head, the head. The head, not me, not you, the head. Not Baptist, not Lutheran, not Catholic, the head. The head, not Word of Faith, not Pentecostal, the head. The head. The head. Not do you believe like we do? Do you believe in him? Do you believe in the head? You believe in the head. You love the head with all your heart. You have faith in the head. Submit to the head. The more I do that, the more you do that, the closer we're going to get together. The more all the churches do it, the closer the church is going to get together. You keep singing the same song, everybody's going to learn the words. Next thing you know, they'll all be singing together. But what song should we sing? The Baptist song? The Word of Faith song? The Catholic song? What song should we sing? No, we should sing the song about the head. The song of the Lamb. Oh, the song of the rock that the church is built on. That's it. 1 John 2. 1 John 2 and 23. 1 John 2, 23. Are you here? Whoever denies the Son, what? The same has not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son has the Father also, the King James says. Can you have the Father without the Son? Not according to this. If you deny the Son, you don't have the Father. Go on to the fifth chapter. 1 John 5 and 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, and this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself, but he that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and his life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God, gets to the Father other ways. Has not life. There are a lot of things that are optional. You can go to heaven and not believe in healing. You can go to heaven not believe in speaking in tongues. You can go to heaven not believe in prosperity. You can go to heaven and believe all kinds of things about prophecy. Did you know a lot of things in prophecy are going to happen the right way no matter what you believe about them? A lot of things. But there is something that is not optional. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You must believe that. Otherwise, you are lost. Don't care who you are. Don't care where you come from, what you think, your education, your color, your background, your language, your nationality makes no difference. If you don't believe in Jesus, you are not saved. Is it true or not? There is no other name. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What is the Great Commission? It's another way of describing building the church. Go into all the world. Do what? To where? Go where? Everywhere. Every nation. Every people. Every tongue. Everybody. And proclaim to them the good news. What good news? What's the good news? Good news is Jesus has come. Jesus has come. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. He took his sins, our sins upon him. He hung on the tree. He paid the price. He rose from the dead. Glory to God. Now, what did it go on to say? He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. What exceptions are there to those that don't believe? Are there exceptions?
No.
There are no exceptions. If you believe on him, you have life. If you don't believe on him, you don't have life. He that has the Son has the Father also. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. Are you with me? This is not optional. You must believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe this or not?
Yes.
Is there anything more important than this?
No.
Huh? Is this the rock?
Yes.
Is this the rock that the church is built upon?
Yes.
The truth, the revelation that all men must receive or else be damned, be cursed, be lost. Hallelujah. Well, today's a good day to reaffirm your faith in the rock. Today's the day. If you're watching by TV, watching by internet, you say, well, I hadn't really known about. Well, you need to decide right now and quit messing around. He is. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the rock. He is. He is the fulfillment of all the prophecies. Oh, glory to God. He is the one who's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. He is the Lamb, the spotless Lamb, who's able to open up the books. It's his book that your name has to be in. The Lamb's book of life. And he knows those who are his.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me